as I've gotten older, I've had phases in my life where I've had casual friends, and I have lifelong friends. I don't even fucking call them friends. They are my family. My best friend is a brother to me. I would kill and die for that man, and I know the same goes in return. I have family who literally we go on vacation with every year. Their kids and our kids are growing up together, and we're all crazy together. We correct each other's children. We comfort each other's children. We're there for each other. It's just madness, and we all are a shit show together, and I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world. And it just makes me realize how many people don't have tribes in their lives, don't have people to help carry them through difficult times, be there during good times, lift you up, support you, and just show you that sometimes you need a North Star, and sometimes that North Star isn't just a goal. Sometimes that North Star isn't just success. Sometimes that North Star isn't just, I need to raise my children. Sometimes that North Star is one of your best friends, or one of your kids' best friends, or one of your family members, or someone you are incredibly close to going, hey, slow down. What's going on? You all right? Sometimes it's just the laughter you guys have together. Sometimes it's after a really shitty time in your relationship and you're having screaming matches with your spouse or with your boyfriend or girlfriend, or, you know, you're just having a real rough time, that they go, hey, it's all right. Or they'll let you pop off and be those crazy people, and things get back to normal week, 2 weeks, 3 months later, and it's like nothing happened. And to me, it's real interesting, because you see a lot of, particularly men, in society right now, and you see it a lot with the pushback on the toxic masculinity, find your tribe, masculine men aren't toxic. You know, you see this like online battle going back and forth, and I gotta say, it's, to me personally, I think it's because a lot of these people just don't have a tribe, don't have someone to hold them accountable, someone to keep their feet to the fire, but also someone that will be there to comfort you during a storm, to bring you into their shelter, to hold you, to help you heal, help you recover, help you like find your way when sometimes you just need to take a breath, and sometimes when you need to maybe not be your best for a little while, maybe allow the shit that has been happening in your life to really affect you and to feel those things. And I gotta say, in my teens into 20s maybe, I had an incredibly tight friend group. As is normal, it falls apart. You know, everybody starts to go their separate ways. Everyone starts to find their own life. Everyone moves, things like that. Several members of that friend group I'm still incredibly close with, and they're still my people. And you know, I don't talk to them every day. I don't talk to them, you know, once a week, once a, you know, some of them I talk to once a month, but I know shit hits the fan. I can call them. They're going to show up, and vice versa. I'm going to drop whatever the hell I got going on and show up. So I really think that across the board, too many people are almost like this lone wolf mentality. And I used to suffer from it incredibly. You know, I got it. I don't need anybody. I'll handle this shit on my own. And it's just, across the board, I learned how wrong I was. I learned how I need people in my life. I need counsel. I need people who will hold me accountable, people who will call me on my shit, people who will make me laugh when I am in the worst fucking mood and all I want to do is choose violence and start bullshit. But it took time to realize that I needed that, and it took time to get past my own ego and my own toughness, if you will. I'm not really sure what to call it. You know, I thought I could do everything on my own and I would figure out my way, and I'm Dave Rivera. I don't need anybody. I'll survive. I'm the survivor. Yeah, I am a survivor. Yes, I do figure my way out of things. Yes, I do find my solutions on how to get past bullshit. But there have been many times where I've needed a kick in the ass. There have been many times that I've needed to realize that the successes that I've been having, I should appreciate them. And there have been many times where it's just, I want to keep people at an arm's length, you know, whether it's because I don't want someone close, because there's a fear of they could hurt me, fear of they could know me, find weakness in me. You know, it's my own shit, if you will, that I kind of keep layers on top of the inner core, and it's all self-preservation at the end of the day. And I think across the board, as I've gotten older, I've learned to accept that life is pain, life is suffering, life is all those things, and without those things, you cannot experience the beauty of the good. You know, I've had conversations with many people, and I'm kind of changing gears here for a second. You know, I've had many conversations with people where they're just like, why should I do that? I'm going to get hurt again. And I've often said to them, hypocritically, quite frankly, that's the beauty in it. That's the beauty in life. That's the beauty in the fragility that is our existence. That is the beauty of the fact that everything we experience in this moment will never be experienced again. No one will ever have what you're having at this moment. No one will ever feel the feelings that you're feeling, good, bad, indifferent. No one will have the laughs you're having, the crying you're doing. And that is the beauty of it. It is, our lives are the flower that blooms once and then is done. And to me, that is the beauty of the flower. That is the beauty of that thing. You can sit and marvel at it, but only for so long, because then it's gone. And without the good, there is no bad. Without the bad, there is no good. You cannot accept and feel and enjoy the preciousness of life without realizing that it's finite, realizing that one day we will continue to erode and break down and age, and our body will fail us and give up on us. And that in these moments in time, like, I'm 37. I am physically probably maybe my peak combination between strength, body composition, building up on the cardio, intelligence, awareness of the way to move, combat skills, you know, you can list it down on all the physical aspects. But I'm only going to go downhill from here. Skill learning can increase, but my strength isn't going to keep growing. I'm not going to suddenly put on all this massive muscle, naturally, that is. And sooner or later, I'm going to be 40, 50, 60, God willing, 70, you know, and if I'm capable, 80, and live through life slowly eroding as the flower does once it blooms. And again, going back to the aspect that you need a tribe, that you need people on your side, they help those experiences. They help the beauty of the flower. They give you the pixels of the colors. They give you the strands of colors in the flower that is life, that is our existence. You know, there are many people who go through life thinking, oh, I'm just going to live and, you know, die, and that's the end of it. There are many people who are religious and believe that they have to live a good life and to go to heaven. And there are many people who just don't have any answer across the board. And as I've aged, and we'll cover this in another topic or another time, as I've aged, I have found my own spirituality continuing to evolve and change. And a man who grew up in a household of combination of a man who does not believe in God and a mother who is devout Catholic, spending much of my time with Catholics, going to church, and those things taught me my moral foundation, and that was my tribe growing up, and that was what helped structure me. And that without that tribe, without that mindset, without that unity, without that group, I would not have been able to construct my moral foundations, and I would not have been able to construct my views and my expectations of life. And again, it's my tribe helped build me up, and my tribe helped strengthen me, and my tribe helped keep me on a path that was right. Because I started going down a road for a long time that I was getting into a lot of fucking trouble. I was doing stupid shit, and I quite easily could have turned my life very, very fucking bad. And those people in my tribe, those people in my group, kept me moving in the right direction with accountability, with questioning my actions, with calling me on my shit, and encouraging the things that I did do correctly. I think too many people nowadays just walk through life alone. Too many people in life are scared to be hurt. Too many people in life are scared to allow someone close. And I'm guilty of that. And I've been wrong for doing that. Because as I've let people in, people who to me are worthy of it, people who are value the closeness to me, have helped improve my life, have helped improve the lives of my children and my family, and just only made the experience of living even better. You know, it's interesting that when your tribe changes members, or your tribe changes its composition, where more people get added in, fortunately some people passing away, and, you know, things change, the flavoring changes, you find that maybe that's the path laid out before you for the right things. Maybe these are the things that God has put in front of you to keep you on the right path. Maybe these are the options, because there is free will. These are the things that have been laid before you to choose the direction you're taking before you hit the end of your life, the end of your river, the end of the path you're on. And those members in your tribe, in your life, in your circle, those who keep you accountable, honest, and true to you are simply the watchtowers along the journey. They're simply the light towers that during the times where it's stormy, oh, that's the direction I need to go. And sometimes they're just the things that you need to go, fuck, I'm being lazy. Fuck, I'm not doing the right thing. But without a tribe, without your people, without finding what can help you and bring you closer to your true self, we're lost. And I've been guilty of being lost. I've been guilty of acting like I had my fucking shit together. And I was beyond lost. I was walking through fog. I was living my life step by step, just completely unaware of who or what I wanted to be, and, you know, finding purpose in things that hold no value to me because it was important to everybody else. You know, for me, in my job, I'm successful. I'm capable. I've gotten awarded. I've climbed up, you know, blah, 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 all the fucking niceties. That gives me no fulfillment. That gives me nothing except a fucking paycheck. And a good paycheck, great. But spiritually, in my heart, in my soul, it doesn't do dick for me. What I have found is the more I'm helping others, the more I'm doing things like this, I feel a little more fulfilled. The more I help people, the more I can it help guide people, the better I feel personally. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, my own upbringings and things of feeling alone in life and trying to figure out my way. And I hate seeing people bullied and victimized. I think you need to find your tribe. And without your tribe, you can't find those things to help fulfill you, in my personal opinion, because I started to realize as I was helping my friends, as I was doing things for the people I love, that these are the things that make me feel good. Not getting awarded for selling more cars than everybody else. Not getting awarded for making more money than some people I work with. None of that gave me fulfillment. And personally, in closing, I think the moment you find your people, the moment you realize that you do need people and that you do need a team and that you do need people to really hold you and center you, the quicker you will find your true self. And I'm not saying it's easy. There are people's lives that it's hard to find that, it, you know, for whatever reason it may be. But I think we should all try. I think the more you lean into this, who you can be, who what you can give back, how you can let people help you, how you can help other people, how you can love others and be loved by others will help you walk towards a truer, better, more fulfilled version of yourself. But hey, I could be fucking wrong, you know. All right, fuckers. Thanks for watching.